Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So when we're talking about nature, and we're talking about honoring the environment, we're talking about cleaning and respecting our neighborhood, we're talking about how we are able to become more practical in our proactive understanding of contributing to making the world better, making our earth more friendly as far as the nature is concerned, and really becoming, as I just said, friends of nature. And when we look at the ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, we can understand that in numerous ways, in different angles, you know, from different sides. You know, we can understand it from the side of israf, we can understand it from the side of amana, we can understand it from the side of khalifatullah fil ardh. We can understand it from different angles, but it all contributes to that one important goal and objective that we need to have, and that is that we be good in preserving what it is that is around us, because we are going to benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi here, as Imam Ali alayhi salam is narrating, فَإِنَّ سِيَاحَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That you want to do siyaha, you want to live in nature, that form of siyaha is in masajid, because that's where the responsibility is. Just imagine, every person wants to run away from society and live in caves and live in nature, isolating themselves from everyone else around them. How are we going to be benefiting from each other? How are we going to guide one another? What kind of ummah will it be? It won't be an ummah anymore. It'll just be individuals living isolated from each other on earth in this world, which is, of course, not what it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi or our religion, Islam, wants from us. I think when what we are able to understand from this part number five, which is to do with how we deal with nature, is not only looking at it as far as amana, not only looking at it as far as it being entrusted to us, not looking at it only as far as israf and being cautiously aware of that, but also remember that the more we take care of nature, the more nature will take care of us. The more we respect nature, nature will respect us. And we need to look at it from the material physical side and also the moral spiritual side as Muslims, where we know that with sin certain things might happen, and that's why we always need to be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these things. The same way when we were talking about animals, ittaqullah fil baha'im, here we need to also apply that same principle.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
Imam
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, in the conclusion, discusses a few interesting things that I believe would be applicable for all of us. And the first and foremost is how we are able to understand our daily routine as far as our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we are able to not only attain sustenance and rizq, but also benefit on a spiritual, social, and moral level. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions that He has divided the year into the Hijri year into 12 months, the same way as He has appointed certain times as holy, like Layal al-Qadr, for example, the same process of Almighty God allocating certain individuals and certain pieces of land on this earth as holy. We also understand that as far as our daily routine is concerned, it's important for us to find ways of improving the quality of that particular day. This also means that we need to tend a little bit to the importance of dates. Now, there are two issues that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli discusses here. The first is the whole concept of Hijri days, what are good days and what things should be done on certain days and what shouldn't. And also, as far as work is concerned. The second thing is the intertwined relationship between human being and the world or creation or the universe around us. And we mentioned this in another episode, talking about the microcosm and the macrocosm, talking about you, al-insan al-saghir, and al-alam al-kabir, and how you are related to it. And without doubt, you know, there are many ways of us understanding the depth of this particular topic in our Islamic sources. So within our heritage, there are many things that we can use to understand the importance and significance and also symbolism of, for example, astronomy. Now, ilm al-hay'a wa al-nujum, which is a science, it's a ilm that our ulama, past and present, have studied. And mashallah, Sheikh Jawadi Amuli is no exemption in him being an expert in this field. Someone who is very well known in this area is Ayatollah Sheikh Hassan Zada Amuli as well. Now, there's a difference between astronomy and astrology. You know, we know the story in the Holy Quran where Ibrahim, Nabiullah Ibrahim Salamullahi Alayhi, he looked at the skies, he looked at the stars, and then he said, Inni Saqim, I am sick. What's the interpretation of this? Why did he look up into the sky? All these other things, that's not what I wish to discuss here. I also don't want to go into the whole issue of astrology and star signs and all these other things. But as far as astronomy is concerned, ilm al-hay'a wal-nujum, it is a sharif science, it's a noble science, it's an Islamic science, it is very, very much related to our Sharia as well, especially in the area of establishing the Qamari month and things like that. What we understand is this whole concept of blessed times and not so blessed times, or what you should be doing in another day. We will continue on in our next episode. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.